I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today's headlines begin in the Central African Republic and end with a global perspective. And in each one, God calls you to join His Great Commission. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. The Central African Republic hopes to find a salve for the wounds of war. A special criminal court is going up in the capital city, signaling a shift in acknowledging the impact of trauma and instability. World Mission's Greg Kelly says finding a permanent solution won't be easy.
You've got Islamic Christianity conflict, which would represent the two main groups. You've got historical tensions that goes back decades. You've got people group or ethnic specific aspects going on in there. And then you've got this overarching issue of corruption. So when you bring all those things together, you have got a mess.
Every 2 seconds, war, violence, or persecution displaces someone. Instead of waiting for stability, ministries are taking a trauma healing message to the displaced.
In the Central African Republic, there's about 3,000 to 4,000 participants right now in our listening groups. And just in the last couple of weeks, we've heard of 250 people that have made decisions for Jesus just by going through this. And again, the American Bible Society has put it together, and World Mission is loading it on our solar-powered audio Bible.
Please pray for unity and healing within the nations and tribes of the CAR.
This is just the devil's playground right now. So as we recognize that as followers of Jesus, we pray that the nations would become one.
With our next story, MNN's Katie Harth.
There's a place in Central Asia that we can't name for security reasons. It's incredibly hostile to Christianity. Last year, extremists ambushed a Jesus Film Project team when they tried to reach a remote Muslim village. Even though the team barely escaped, they recently felt God urging them to try again. So they packed up their equipment, a copy of the Jesus film, 3 boxes of Bibles, and they hit the road. At the first police checkpoint, each person desperately prayed they could be arrested or even killed for carrying so many Bibles. Instead, the police officer asked them for a ride. It turns out he was heading in the same direction. Refusing him would raise suspicion, so they welcomed the officer into their Jeep. He waved the team through each of the next 3 security checkpoints and even helped them get access to the remote Muslim village. The Holy Spirit moved mightily as the team showed the Jesus film that night. 167 people came to Christ as they heard and saw the gospel truth in their heart language. These new believers want to grow in their faith, but there are no trained church leaders. Please pray for safety and spiritual maturity as these Christians become part of the underground church. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And a new online initiative challenges viewers to choose to fully live for Christ. E3 Partners recently introduced their Live Second initiative as part of their I Am Second series. The goal is to guide casual viewers to dive more deeply into their faith. Jeff Johnston from E3.
And so we're calling it Live Second. It's really a challenge. It's a challenge for people to not just view the content or to not just, you know, say that they're a Christian, but then to truly live that out in their lives, just putting others first, putting Christ first in everything that you do in your life.
Live Second has 3 easy steps to guide viewers to begin living for Christ. Step 2 connects viewers to Live Second coaches to help those who've just accepted the Lord.
We have people all over the country that we can help you connect with that can really help disciple you. It's one thing to hear the gospel and to have that heart transformation and want to follow Christ. But then it's another thing to really know what to do after that. And so our Live Second coaches can help with that.
The Live Second initiative includes a gospel presentation, an opportunity to connect with a Live Second coach, and the next steps to help you begin living out a life of choosing Christ first. Get involved and find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Christ calls us to more than just belief. He calls us to action. And so Live Second is a way to take that action to live out our faith.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. It'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy at missionnews.org, where you can also sign up to receive our free daily e-news. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.